In a world, four friends, one mission, to bring freedom to everyone involved.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Doing a thing for the podcast.
Dude, just say the name.
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the second time we got crabs.
Wow.
I love crabs for Christmas.
Right, Dean?
They're delicious.
The first time was on Christmas when you guys made crab cakes, right?
Yeah, crab cakes and crab dip.
Yeah.
As you do. Fuck, boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's already quiet in here. Yeah,
it's
It's Monday. You know what that means? It's time for us four D-gens to sit around. We're minus a Jazz, but plus a Dave tonight at the Freedom Friends Podcast.
That's still four D-gens.
It's absolutely four D-gens. Scott and John, I'm Mikey, that's Dave. Together we are the Freedom Friends, and this is the Freedom Friends Podcast brought to you by owellness.us. Use that code FreedomFriends25 for a quarter off your order over there for all your CBD needs, as well as warfightertobacco.com.
Did you get the memo from Elliot?
I did.
The 25% discount code is going to be extended indefinitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What a good fucking dude.
Right?
Now I know where you get it.
Thanks.
warfightertobacco.com for all these smoky treats that we love so much. Use code FreedomFriends, score self sweet 15% off.
I got to pimp a little bit of Warfighter stuff today.
Do it, dude. Pimp it up.
This will be the first podcast since we went live with our 556 Garrison.
What am I going to do with that?
Corojo.
Yes.
In Minuteman size.
In Minuteman.
Oh, shit.
It is live.
On the website.
On the website.
Yep. Actually, that's a big deal. Congrats, boys.
Yeah. So hopefully the... it's been requested a time or two.
Yeah,
so.
Just a couple times, yeah.
Get some flameage there, buddy.
Si, senor.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And if you guys have been listening for a while, you know that 556 Garrison is Jazz's favorite, so I'm sure that fucker's somewhere happy.
All-time favorite.
Yeah. And then grill your ass off. We got grill your ass off boys over there making those... making your meat as sweet as candy or as spicy as it can be. Go ahead and check those boys out. Not just meat, almost said condiments, but it's not really condiments.
Spices.
Rubs.
Yeah.
Not just spices.
Rubs
and
spices.
But they also have
barbecue sauces.
Oh, and the barbecue sauces are amazing.
Are they good? I haven't tried it.
They are really good.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
They need to sell that in a 5-pound bag.
So
stick your face in a bag of sauce.
I rearranged my pantry over the weekend, you know, because I'm an adult and I guess that's what do now.
You're growing up, John.
And so I had all the 5-pound bags of spices that
I don't even know who you are anymore, pal.
Right? I had all the 5-pound bags of spices sitting on a shelf and they were just, I don't know, kind of thrown in there. And I was like, I'll just move them over to this cabinet and get them all organized. The only one I don't have is the Pop Smoke. Taco and fajita seasoning. I have every other seasoning in a 5-pound bag. I didn't even realize. I'm like, oh, I got a problem.
It's a good problem to have. But
dude's got like 25 pounds of seasoning.
Hey, man.
It's fucking brisket season's coming up.
Yeah, dude. When you're eating meat at a cyclic rate, fuck it, dude.
Cyclic rate. What's that code they can use to...
you can use FF15. That's... Foxtrot 15 over there at grillyourassoff.com.
Or fucking flavor 15.
There you go. FF15. Standing for fucking Freedom Friends, boys. But that'll give you 15% off over there. So, now the bills are paid. Coming at you, not even fucking close to live from where, Scott?
Ooh, this is a sunny San Antonio. It was beautiful today.
It was fucking gorgeous today.
It was like 78 degrees.
It was.
And absolutely amazing.
Here at the Warfighter Tobacco Studios.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
I fucked it up.
It's okay. We've only been doing this like a year and a half. Yeah. So
I don't pay attention.
So welcome to 2021, boys.
Yeah.
Great.
I know.
Like actually 2021 this time.
It feels nice.
It feels the fucking same.
It really does. There's no fucking difference.
Absolutely no difference.
The only thing that really happened over New Year's is I lost time. Because it felt like it was a weekend, but it was in the middle of the week.
Yes.
And so then I felt like Friday, I felt like, oh, well, fuck, it's Monday, you know? And then Saturday, and then Sunday happened, and now I'm just like, I don't even know what fucking year it is anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's 2021.
Yeah.
And today was definitely a fucking Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I had like, because I took like some days off, you know, so I was off like for like a, like 4 days last week, and then I worked Friday, quote unquote worked, which was like, I went into the, I had a couple meetings, went into the office for like 20 minutes and then fucking left. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't really work. And then had the weekend. So this morning I get up to work out at like 5 a.m. I get up and I'm like, ugh, fuck. Like, I just don't want to do it. Like, I wanted to work out, so I got a decent workout in. But I was like, dude, I fucking, it was, this was like the most Monday of all Mondays. And it was just because I'd been gone for a while. And I was just like, fuck, man. But, yeah. You're right there, guy.
I wasn't ready for that.
I told you so.
Yeah, you did. Fucking A.
How, like, I haven't touched this yet. Can I try it?
So, so John's face. he just took a drink of Wild Turkey Long Branch.
Yeah.
And it's very mild. It's what, 46% octane?
43.
Yeah. But it drinks like it's about a like
Wild Turkey.
Yeah.
Like regular Wild Turkey.
It's not, like, definitely I wasn't expecting not,
that. The
definitely
aftertaste not, is amazing.
Oh, it's really, yeah, that's delicious. But that front, felt like it just like punched me in the face.
The front half of
definitely
that is
definitely not a Butterball Turkey.
Rowdy. It's a Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey that is oak and Texas mesquite charcoal refined.
Fancy.
Right?
Sounded fancy.
Yeah. Sounded better than it tasted.
So out of 1 out of 5 stars.
Well, fuck. Comparative to some of the shit we got sitting in the bar right now, I'm probably getting that like a 2.4.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you compare it to what we have sitting around.
Figure skating rules.
Yeah.
Out of 10. Out of 10, where would you put it?
Out of 10?
Well, I would say if you compared it to everything in, say, specs, it's probably a 3.5.
Yeah? Out of 10?
No, out of five.
Oh, okay. So out of 10, you'd be around 5.
No, about 6.5, right?
Yeah. Six,
seven,
somewhere.
Okay. So I think we got to do like how kind of like how Dave Portnoy does with pizza reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Like
just we gotta do one bite and you're going to judge off of that.
One sip. Everyone knows the rules. You know what I mean? Like me, I'm on, what the fuck is this? I'm on the Basil Hayden. I'm on fucking. Yeah. So let me, one sip. Everybody knows
the
rules.
That's the Basil Hayden dark rye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it is dark.
Fucking it is good.
Yeah.
That's an 8.3.
Yeah.
That's an 8.3. Okay. You know, on like the cheap whiskey scale. Like I would say the scale under 100.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's probably under 100.
I'm calling that's a solid 8.3.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
Tequila.
Fuck. Never fucking Dave, what are you drinking?
So I'm working on that Wild Bill's vanilla cream soda.
That's the best one, dude. It's so fucking
I was
good.
Looking at that and I was like, you know what? This I'm a vanilla cream kind of guy anyway.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yes, right? I set you up for that when you walked.
Mm. That was a slow pitch down the middle.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
That's a good one.
No, that is wicked fucking good.
It's good, right? Fuck,
it's,
man.
It's smooth. It's not like the normal carbonation that you get out of like cream sodas and shit like that. Like it is super, super light.
It's creamy.
Yeah.
Like it's genuinely creamy. It's like, it's almost like if you had a non-alcoholic cream ale type of thing is that's the way I would describe that soda.
Yeah.
It's fucking good, man. Mm-hmm. Good friend of the show, Bobby Delaney. He turned it on to me, a coworker of mine. And he was like, yeah, dude, try this guys. It's a veteran owned company. I'd like to do something with them. Maybe.
Nice.
And I tried it and I was like, I don't know if we can do anything with them. Cause you know, it's not alcoholic and well, let's be real. I was like, but this is fucking delicious. I was like, I will absolutely sing its praises wherever I go. Right. Shit's fucking amazing. And it just so happens that, our buddy Dave isn't an alcohol drinker. So we fucking, I'm glad you can enjoy that, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got a dope cup with it too, huh?
Fuck yes.
Nice.
Yeah. It's an insulated, like a copper wash tankard, but it's an insulated cup like a Yeti would be.
What
so.
A good, what fucking good dude gave you that?
I think
I heard that guy's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
You know,
prick to everybody but you apparently.
Well, he has his moments.
Yeah,
he does. But
can confirm.
No, buddy, it was you. You know,
it was. It was me.
Yeah, I did not show up before I left.
I was fucking angry that it didn't show up. So Dave went. So to put some context in this conversation, Dave went on Christmas vacation essentially, and.
Kind of, sort of.
I had ordered this gift for Dave, and it was supposed to be here like that Saturday.
And it was.
And it totally was. It was fucking across the way, and the fucking DJs next door didn't think to bring it over.
Yeah, especially when it says Warfighter Tobacco and Dave Thomas on the fucking package. Right?
I was just like, so
it sat there a week, but then we found it.
Yeah, we found it. I was fucking heated, man.
Yeah, you were.
I'm fucking, dude. I'm like shit pissing on my... Case in point, all right? I know you guys always have issues with shipping. Here's my beef with shipping right now. I ordered a pair of fucking Pit Fighter glasses. Like,
Thank God they're fucking delayed.
In November. I ordered them in November. They're somewhere in the fucking Midwest still, all right? I'm fucking angry. All right? And I'm like, just give me my goddamn money back at this point.
Those are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking upset. I want a pair.
Yeah.
I think they're dope.
I sent my dad a...
if you look at a guy and he's wearing Pit Vipers, you're like, that guy fucks.
No, he doesn't. Dudes.
Wow. I just they're said like fucks. The, I didn't specify.
They're like the 80s, like hyper-color fucking big shades. Yeah.
They're fucking awesome.
Like
in the 80s, people didn't want to fucking wear them.
Well, they're making a comeback, boy.
It's like parachute pants.
If you see a dude with parachute pants, a mullet, and those fucking Pit Vipers.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
You goddamn right. They raping everybody on this bitch.
Jesus. It's like the Oakley M frames. You remember those fucking things?
Easy. This is getting close to home over here. Jesus Christ.
That was every dude in the military for a while.
Oh, man.
They issued the fuck out of those.
We had Wiley X's. Remember those? Yeah, those the original ones with the pop-out lens? Yeah, those were great for riding motorcycles.
They really were.
Yeah. They were really good, man, because you had like an option for day and night.
Yeah, you had like, clears, you had the actual sunglass ones, and then you had yellows.
The only thing that fucking pissed me off about those is I would sweat so much, and it would just, they would instantly fucking fog.
Yeah. Right? It's okay. You can tell people that you cry sometimes.
Well, that's different. All right. But this was actually
my
sweat.
My eyes are just sweating.
Yeah.
Like, okay, bud. Well, like,
so what I would end up doing is like, I would cut out like every other fucking like padding
foamy thing,
like foam deal to like vent them shits. And then fucking Sam would get in it and it's like, fuck, like then it depletes the purpose of having to fucking goggles overseas. That's like, fuck, man. I still got my Wiley X's.
Yeah,
yeah. I kept them in like my helmet when I was riding.
Nice.
Yeah, because that was like my go-to. Yeah. They were easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of strap them up.
Price is right.
Price was right. Kind of like them Benchmades everybody got. I never got one.
I never got one either. Scott and I were just talking about that.
Everybody I fucking knew had one. I didn't have one.
I got three of them.
Fuck you.
See, he got ours. So,
right?
So I got issued one, and then I went to be a sniper instructor, and I got one there. And then when I went back to the unit, they're like, hey, did you get one of these? I'm like, no. Here. So I got three of them. And I don't think I've used, I sold all of them and made good money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the price was right.
Yeah.
Fucking hey. You can sell them for $10. You're still up.
I sold them for right up there. Yeah.
Probably
a couple $100 a piece of that. Yeah.
I mean, it's a quality product, man.
They're great. You know,
Benchmade makes a good product and it's fucking guaranteed for life. I mean, so it's fuck. Yeah. Not a bad gig.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed SHOT Show's canceled this year because that's why I usually drop my knives off to get them sharpened.
Yeah.
So I actually have to fucking send it to
them. I was just going to say, God, you actually have to take a few minutes and send them.
Or it'll be 2 years dull, probably.
Just 2 years dull. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I have two Benchmades right now. So once one starts to get dull, I just alternate.
Yeah. I thought that was the kitchen Benchmade.
Yeah. That one's still sharp.
Modern. Oh, okay. I got gotcha.
Modern
gotcha.
Problems, man.
That's right.
Modern solutions.
The kitchen Benchmade.
No, so huge shout out to, and I can't remember his name, and I feel like a fucking shitbag for not being able to remember it, but it was a Benchmade rep. And he actually had a booth set up at IPCPR, it's called PCA,
the cigar trade show
in Vegas. So he walks up to the booth and he's like, hey, man, he's like, I'm glad to see you guys here. I've been trying to link up and, you know, talk with you guys. You know, I haven't been able to try your cigars, but everything I've heard has been amazing. And I'm like, oh, sweet. So I just handed him some.
And, as you do.
And, you know,
especially at a trade show.
Yeah. And then I was talking to him and I'm like, oh, yeah, by the way. And I pull out my Benchmade. I'm like, you know, fucking love your guys' shit, you know. And he's like, oh, that's super cool. He's like, let me see it. And I'm like, OK. And I hand it to him. And he, you know, it was an auto. So he hits the button and it's like.
It's
been well loved. It's like, woo, chuck. And he just looks at it and he's like, oh man. And he feels the blade and he's like, you mind if I just hold on to this and take it back and get it sharpened and all fixed up and new springs in it and send it back out to you? And I'm like, you really don't have to do that, man. Like, I can just send it. He's like, nope. He's like, you know, you gave me a couple sticks. I'll take care of this for you. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, that's awesome. Thanks. You know,
oh, yeah.
Like, here's my card. It's got my address. Whatever you guys need. Let me know if I could cover shipping. He's like, no. We got it all taken care of. I'm like, okay, cool. So about a half an hour later, he comes back over to the booth and just hands me a box with Benchmade. I'm like, oh, fuck, that was quick. He's like, yeah, I just don't want you to be without a knife.
So he's giving you a new one?
I was like, no. And I open it up, and that's the one I have in my pocket now.
And it's a badass
and Benchmade. It's fucking...
Yeah, you have the cool one.
Yeah.
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 And this
thing, the one we got issued was okay, but...
This thing opens like a motherfucker.
This thing's legit, man.
And
this thing's all right.
So I told him, I was like, well, as soon as I get mine back, I'll send you this. He's like, no. He's like, you're going to keep that one, and when your other one's done, he goes, you're going to have that one too. And I'm like, holy fuck.
Nice. Well, but I'm seeing on this blade, you got Warfighter Tobacco on the blade.
Yeah. So I did that the following year at SHOT Show. They do free engraving.
Dope, dude. That's awesome. What a good fucking dude.
Yeah,
so
right?
Benchmade also makes cigar cutters.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
They're actually coming. So the first run of them that they did.
The first run they did, there was $1,000 a cutter.
Yeah.
What?
Then they did production ones.
They were badass.
Then they did production ones. The production ones were $380 a cutter.
And now they do another one that's like $150.
Okay.
But it's not the same.
It's not like the, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's Benchmade. You know?
But how much do these Calibris go for?
So
$40.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
40?
Mm-hmm. So
that's the best fucking cutter I've ever had.
The Benchmade, the Benchmade cutter is literally a knife, and it's an auto.
Yeah.
You push the button, and the blade opens that far, and then there's a hole in it that you put your cigar in, and you close it again.
Yeah,
like, but it's literally it's an auto Benchmade that only opens up as far to get the blade doesn't come out.
Yeah,
but it's just far enough to get your cigar in there.
Pretty dope.
The first ones were Damascus and a really cool looking handle. They were badass.
They better be for $1,000
dollars. Right? So the guy
they better suck my dick after it lights my smoke, dude. Fuck.
They gave me the knife at the show. Was showing us one, and I was like, hey, if you want to let us borrow one of those, and we'll do a bunch of content with it and give it back to you. Like, I'm not going to keep $1,000 cutter, but it'd be really awesome to, you know.
Because it's like our crowd of people.
And he's like, I'd love to. He goes, but every single one that we made was pre-sold. We have none available.
Which, well, you can still find them.
Yeah.
They've came down to
but that,
to
that
like
initial run that they did. The initial run they did, there was all pre-sold and they sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, like $1,000.
That's dope.
Sight unseen. Don't even know what the fuck it is. Nobody's ever used it before.
Well, Damascus steel is fucking badass anyways. I have one knife that's Damascus at home and I fucking love it. It's my hunting knife. It's like my little fucking hunting knife. I fucking love it. It was a gift from my dad a few years ago.
Speaking of hunting, I got a text from our good buddy Mason, who runs the dogs with All Out Outfitters.
Oh, yeah. How's Mason doing?
He's doing great. He was asking if you were going to be on the hunt coming up this weekend.
No, man.
And, because... he remembered that last year in our drunken fucking stupor, we wanted to get him on the podcast. And he's like, hey, my business partner's going to be there. You guys still bring all your shit. Let's do the podcast. And I'm like,
damn it. So, he'd be a trip too,
right?
Dude.
So what I did is so I invited him to come out here to come to the shop, you know, because he's going to drive a couple hours to come out here. I'm like, come to the shop, hang out, do the podcast. We'll do all the content, the whole nine. He's like, get fucking hammered. You got a place to crash. He's like, I'm in. He's like, can we find some time off and make it out there?
That said, I will tell you guys, heads up, I will be gone from the show next week.
What?
I'm flying home with the old lady from Mammoth, because Mammoth Sniper Challenge is this week, and she didn't fly back until Monday night.
Oh.
So I stayed the night. I stayed the extra day so I could fly back with her.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm actually going to miss out on the show next week.
Yeah.
I think I'll be getting in right around like 8 o'clock, so you guys be wrapping up.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the live feed, you guys be wrapping up. Yeah. But yeah, so
that'd be fun though.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. I'm excited for her.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the girls, man. Both her and Caitlin, they put in a lot of work and I'm proud of them. And I'm excited to see how they fucking handle biz out there.
Yeah.
Haley's favorite thing is that everybody keeps like, you know, hey, good luck, boys. Good luck, guys. Good luck, dudes. And all this shit. She's like, yeah, good luck, fucker. Like, so she's excited to. Like,
and just to refresh everybody's memory, what's their team name?
Team Sausage Holster.
And what competition are they shooting
this
in?
This is the Mammoth Sniper Challenge, the hardest, most difficult sniper challenge in North America. Yeah. 3 days, 30 miles. You hike in, whatever you hike out. Fucking ranges out to 1,300 yards. It's gonna be a fun time. Yeah,
Nice.
Will be available on Hulu this year.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
it's going to be televised on Hulu with 6 episodes, actually.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
When's it going out?
I have no fucking idea.
Okay.
Not my department.
So some point between now and next year, hopefully.
Yeah not my department. But G3 Dynamics, they chose 3 teams, and they are going to follow those guys around.
Please tell me Team Sausage Holster is one of them.
Sausage Holster didn't make it.
I guarantee they will get a cameo, though.
I guarantee they will, because they're the only
woman team.
Yep, they're going to be the only all-woman team, yeah. I'm sure. I'm confident saying that this is going to be the only all-woman team to ever finish Mammoth Sniper Challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Quitting is not in my wife's fucking vocabulary. Like, that is one stubborn fucking bitch. And if I know my coworker and fucking work wife, Caitlin, it's the same fucking thing.
Right.
Like, you know, they both approach conflict with extreme fucking sense of humor and no give a fuck, which is exactly the same way all of us would.
Right.
You know, and I think they're going to do great, man.
Well, yeah, look at who they're married to.
Dude, no fucking for real, dude. You'd have to be. Except apparently Caitlin told us earlier that Jazz punches her in the face. And I was like,
probably because she asks him to.
Yeah, no, it's because he's getting the shit beat out of him. Yeah, that's his only defense.
I think that's all it is. Like, she's fucking him up.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's what I think. She was like, I get punched in the face. Obviously a joke. And I was like, I fucking died, man. I was crying, laughing. Fucking chick is hilarious. But
that's what we do. We laugh at
domestic violence. Hey, babe. We had people over the house one time, and Haley was giving me shit about something. And I was like, hey, I got to make a call real quick. I need to make a reservation. And I was like, hello, battered wife shelter. I need to make a reservation. They didn't think it was as funny as I did. You have any rooms available?
You got one coming in hot. You got one coming in hot.
Yeah.
I used to own the gun shop, right? And one of my rules was, like, if I ever got in trouble for domestic violence, I would obviously, I couldn't own a gun shop anymore. It's kind of one of those rules, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
So I said, you know, like,
don't answer yes to that question.
I don't do that. But the one time she threatened me with, like, jokingly threatened me with, like, doing it just to get us out of the business, I'm like, that's fine. If you ever make that call, I have about 25 minutes to earn it. And I will.
I mean, if you're going down for it,
yeah,
fucking yeah, dude.
I will earn it for those whole 25 minutes. So if you want to joke about this, so will I.
I don't know, dude. I'm pretty sure Michelle can outrun your ass, man. So, she can stick and move.
Probably.
No, you get a hold of her, it's done.
Yeah.
All right. That's just, you know, basic fucking law of mechanics. You know what I mean? But
she thinks she could beat me in a fight because
everybody.
Well, she's
never been punched by a man.
She's dirty, right? Yeah. And she'll pinch and do like crazy shit.
But she's also never seen Scott.
We've actually had this talk.
We have.
She's never seen me aggressive. John has.
Yeah.
And I've been aggressive to the point where I thought I was going to kill somebody before, you know. And it's so I'm at a place in my life where I will do everything I can to de-escalate or not even escalate any situation.
Sure.
You know, and I think she's never seen that side of me, which is good over 21 years. So, but yeah, I'm probably due for an ass kicking
there.
So
fucking A.
Yeah.
So with the new year, boys, we also got a new Congress sworn in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys see that bullshit?
Yeah. No. Maybe I have more channels.
Is that
than you
the
do.
Are you referencing the A man and the A woman?
Have
thing?
You seen this shit?
Oh, oy. God damn it.
That is a fucking person that we elected to represent a fucking portion of the fucking. They think the amen, the word amen, is a gendered term.
Yes.
So they said amen and a woman to end a prayer.
Yeah.
Not realizing that Latin.
Who the fuck said this?
A congressman.
A fucking congressman.
Do we know who it is?
Well, I'm sure we can find out.
Who did it? Hang on a sec. I'll fucking Google this
it's
shit.
It's probably the same motherfucker that thinks Guam can fucking flip over. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus. I remember that one.
He's still
How
in,
fucking
I think.
Yeah, dumb.
Yeah. Fucking Christ.
How fucking dumb do you have to be?
We can't put all the people on one side of the island. It'll flip.
How dumb do you have to be to elect somebody that fucking retarded? You people Learn who your congressmen are, and if they think Guam is going to flip the fuck over, don't goddamn vote for that person. Like, if they have to say a woman after a prayer, don't fucking vote for this person.
What does... what?
Emanuel Cleaver.
Where is he from?
A Missouri Democrat.
Missouri.
Yeah.
Jesus and a minister Christ. Made up the word during the swearing in of a new Congress.
A minister. What? Let's look up the definition of amen.
So actually in Latin, it means so be it.
Yeah, so be it.
So let's look up this.
Because it's so saith the Lord. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, so let's look up a woman in Latin.
It's not a word.
It's not a fucking word, you goddamn idiot. Fucking Christ. What is wrong with people? Jeez, I don't understand this fucking world we live in.
Dude, it's just, ugh. And now people are like, they're clapping back because Donald Trump Jr. has fucking gone ham. On Twitter, as you should. First of all, if you don't know Donald Trump Jr. and have never looked at his Twitter feed,
you're missing out.
Dude, he's done nothing but fucking troll motherfuckers the entire last 4 years, man. Like, that's all he's done. Like, for 5 years now, I would say solid, just trolling people. Like, and why? Because fuck them. That's why. You know what I mean? Like, and
he's a good dude, too.
So yeah. He clapped back on this, and then apparently. Like, they're trying to be like, well, you know, and they're fucking, and it's like, dude.
A woman.
Go and he's a fuck minister. Yourself Jesus so Christ. Much.
Ugh. It's fucking
Latin. So he said Representative Cleaver, that's who did it, said he's disappointed his prayer has been, quote, misinterpreted and misconstrued by people like Trump Jr. to, quote, fit a narrative that stokes resentment and greater division among positions of our population, end quote. You, sir, are so fucking full of shit. That's called damage control for being a fucking moron.
No, no.
All right?
And he is the one that has sowed this division
on
using a word that doesn't exist to further an agenda that makes no fucking sense.
The congressman calls his amen and a woman line a lighthearted pun. In recognition of the record number of women who will be representing the American people in Congress during this term.
Okay.
What the fuck? Okay. What maybe, the fuck does the word that you use to end a prayer have to do with fucking gender?
Well, okay. Maybe after hearing that, maybe he was poking fun at it, right? Like, I can see if he's trying to be funny. And
that's a stretch from a Missouri
and he
Democrat.
Wasn't
so, I mean, like, is his wife's name a womanial? You know, like Emmanuel. No, you don't. That's not how the fucking world works, you douchebag.
Like, here's my beef. I don't think it should be a prayer in Congress.
Well,
we are fucking strictly fucking and like sown on this fucking separation of church and state fucking business,
so
right?
That's a great topic, right?
So why is that even?
That's a great
there?
Topic. The United States was founded on the beliefs of Christianity, right? It was.
Well, it was founded on utopian ideals, yeah, for Christianity. Yeah.
Okay, so, but all of us in this room, well, Dave, I don't think you made it over to Iraq or Afghanistan, but we've seen what religion and government meshed together does, and it is a goddamn nightmare, right? I don't want to say that there shouldn't be prayer in government, but there has to be a division of church and state. There has to be.
Yeah.
And I know, like, most Republicans are probably more Christian-leaning that, like, are going to, like, not understand what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
But if they were in these other countries and they seen the mesh of religion and government, they would understand where I'm coming from. There cannot be a mix of government and religion. There has to be religious rights so people can do whatever they want. And our country was founded on religion, kind of. Like, there's a lot of, I mean, In God We Trust is on the money.
Sure.
Like, it's everywhere. It's what our founders, the whole thing was founded around, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go as far as say there shouldn't be prayer, but there has to be a separation of church and state. There has to be. But I think that separation is awfully...
And then at the same time, though,
it's a big separation.
You know, you look at that aspect of that, of this particular situation. And then let's say he's being serious. It's a lighthearted pun. Well, now you're making fun of religious people.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
That's at the same time. That's a joke I would make. Like, I would make the joke, not because there was women congressmen elected,
right,
but because the Congress is so, like, you know, like all the, you can't use him and her and you can't use whatever. That's why I would make the joke.
But they do use him and her. They use the congressman, the congresswoman,
yeah,
the gentle lady, the gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they,
but I
they,
think they're getting, I think they just passed something where they're getting rid of all of that now.
Oh, fucking great. That's all we need. It's yeah, more PC fucking culture telling us how to fucking run the world.
I'm so glad that the people that are supposedly in charge and making the decisions to unfuck this country are voting on whether or not they can see, say, gentlewoman or gentleman,
yeah,
or the congresswoman and the congressman.
Right? Meanwhile,
like, because that's a very, that, I mean, that's something that's very fucking valid in today's day and age that we really need to spend time, money, and effort and focus
sure,
on.
Sure, I'm glad my tax dollars are going to that.
You know,
that and Pakistani transsexuals. I'm super stoked
Pakistani
about
gender
that.
Studies. That's yes, fucking great.
I say, if you want to solve
them,
all
trannies in Pakistan definitely need it. You know what I mean?
If you want to solve all the gender problems with what bathroom we should do, what, you know, who's going to be offended, you just refer to everything is dicks and vaginas, because yeah, it doesn't matter. It's what you have. You either have a dick or a vagina. There's not much else out there.
Yeah,
or you can say both. Maybe I don't know.
Well, cool. Then you can choose either yeah, one.
But yeah, but can you
in
imagine
that off chance that you have both?
Yeah, but there's not many people out there.
But it would be great if Congress addressed the vagina from California. Or the dick from Texas.
You know what I mean? And if you have both and you can't figure out which bathroom to use, you can go fuck yourself.
That's right.
There you go. Ding. I like that
I
one.
I think Kindergarten Cops settled this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boys have a penis.
Girls have a vagina.
Yeah. And then there's a picture of that fucking liberal.
I'm saying girls can have a dick and boys can have a vagina. But you forego having to even worry about that if you just refer to it as dicks and vaginas.
That's true.
Can we bring the metaphorical into it though? Because some boys really are vaginas.
Yeah, and some vaginas really are dicks.
Yes,
can confirm.
I feel like we're
making progress here, boys.
I feel like I'm in Team America right now. And then there's
fuck
assholes.
Yeah.
Dicks fuck dick fuck pussies, but they also fuck assholes. It's
anyway,
a fucking amazing movie with a great message,
right?
It's okay to shit on your partner. That's what I got out of it.
Only if they ask for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, consent, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I don't know if I would ever be with somebody that was like, hey, shit on me. like, I'm all set.
Yeah, we're good.
I'm going to need you to Cleveland steam my chest.
I didn't know that I had a line, but I just found out I did.
Yeah. They definitely have a line.
And you just totally fucking crossed it.
It's like, how's the cleanup going to work? Because we're both going to be here for it.
Yeah.
But
I'm not doing it.
That line got trounced.
If you ask, you know what? I don't even want to go down this rabbit hole.
No, let's just move on. That crosses our lines.
So I brought up Congress, not just for the amen, a woman thing, but also because we have a senator who sworn in and will give up her fucking seat later this month when she's sworn in as the vice president, right?
Okay.
And
hopefully
to replace her seat. I didn't know this, that the governor of the state she's from appoints the person to sit in their stead.
Okay.
You remember that?
Which means the governor of California appointed, who we all know, fuck, go listen to Rogan if you want to know what that guy's like. Fuck.
Damn it.
That guy's a piece of shit. But he literally appointed one of his own cronies to be a fucking senator. And this isn't a junior fucking congressman, all right? This isn't a House of Representatives. This is a fucking senator.
Yeah.
To sit in Kamala Harris's seat without an election. And they're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And that blows my fucking mind.
Do you
remember?
I
did not know that.
Do you remember when Obama took office in 08?
Yeah.
And you know, what was it, 2011? Rod Blagojevich, the former governor, went to prison because he was caught trying to sell Obama's
seat. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Good memory. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Occasionally the brain works.
Yeah. And he did. He went to prison. Because
yes, he did.
It's because you go drinking. That's why you
remember
shit.
I think Trump pardoned him. I think.
No, Obama.
Or Obama probably pardoned him.
Isn't it usually customary that when if you're a senator and you're running for presidency, that once you become
a candidate,
the candidate, the
nominee,
you give up your seat?
No.
You sure?
No, because you still got a job to do. You still have to work.
Well, look how many.
Honestly, that's the mentality.
If that were the case, all look at how many people were running for
Yeah.
Oh God, the Democratic nominations. No, they like didn't 36 get of them.
Though. Once they okay. Oh, now you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Oh, once you're the nominee.
What's her name? Gifford, or not Gifford? The Hawaiian chick
that was running.
Tulsi Gabbard. Was she a congressman?
Yeah.
So she lost her seat because she ran.
Yes, and I think she left the Democratic Party yesterday.
Really?
I believe, or is intending to leave the Democratic Party.
Come on over.
So I saw something about that.
You want to know a ticket I would get behind?
Anything with Tulsi if I'm in. Behind her?
Fuck. I'd make her sing Moana songs to me. Little Hawaiian princess. No, Dan Crenshaw, Tulsi mm-hmm. Gabbard ticket. Mm-hmm. I could get behind that.
Oh, shit.
I could get behind that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would fucking...
Yeah, that'd be one I'd be all right with that.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
because their military views are polar opposites, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah,
but apparently they're buddies, man. Like they're
how would you not get along with Tulsi? I think she's a good person. Like,
can't confirm.
You know what I mean? Like I listened to the mm-hmm. Rogan interview with her, and like her first day in Congress, she brought cookies to everybody.
Yeah,
like you know,
like proper Hawaiian cookies too. Yeah.
Well, she was
a good person move.
Yeah, it is.
She was in office until yesterday.
Okay, all right.
And now,
granted. Some of the people that I'm friends with are very unidirectional, I guess, would be the safest way to say that.
Sure.
So the things that they share tend to also carry that slant.
Yeah.
So it's entirely possible that headlines was misleading.
Yeah. She'd already... Oh, okay, this is what it was. She dropped out of the 2020 presidential race and endorsed Joe Biden. She had already withdrawn from her U.S. House of... re-election race during her presidential campaign mm-hmm. and was seceded by Kai Kahele.
It's a Hawaiian
on January 3rd, 2021. Yeah. Huh.
So what's she doing now? Does it say?
It doesn't say. Huh. Well, it says she was the vice chair of the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2016 though. But now it doesn't say what the fuck she's doing now. I don't know.
She was the vice chair for the DNC and got railroaded this hard this year.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Well, you know what it was? She challenged the throne, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like she went after fucking Elizabeth Warren. She went after fucking Kamala Harris. Like she fucking went after them hard because of their fucking far, far left views.
Yeah.
They were like, she called the bullshit out. She was like, you're going too fucking far left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a difference between being a moderate Democrat and being a fucking leftist.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference in that.
I don't even know what the definition of a moderate Democrat is. Like, I don't even know.
Open to compromise. You know what I mean? Just like a moderate Republican.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Open to compromise. This is exactly what we fucking need, man. We need more middle of the road fucking talks. I think, you know, mm-hmm. shit. I mean, because that's how you want to unify a country. Meet in the fucking middle and start the process. And that's the only way you're going to fucking do it. Yeah. And these fucking clown shoes we got on Capitol Hill right now on both fucking sides, they're not going to do it. Nobody's budging. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's why this whole fucking stimulus check thing is driving people fucking nuts.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's driving them nuts because Trump's like more money. The Dems are like more money. And the fucking Senate is like, do we back our boy? And say more money
There's more that goes into that than just the dollar amount that's going to get kicked out, though.
Sure. Oh, there's so much hidden shit in
there. But that was the spending bill.
No, but so what Trump said, it was he asked for three things, not one out of the three things. He asked for three things. He asked for the money. He asked to actually investigate the election.
Uh-huh.
And for 230 to go away.
Yeah. And that fucking social media fucking...
The censorship, the 230.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Protection coverage.
Yeah. Yep. And that was it. And the reason why the Dems are like, we're all about that money. The Republicans are like, what about these other two things? Oh, you don't want to talk about those? Cool. Yeah. We're not doing that money then.
Yeah. Now everybody's all over fucking Mitch McConnell about it. And they're all fucking pissed off at fucking...
You know what's so awesome?
Turtle face, but...
I haven't watched the news... Or listen to the news pretty much since the election.
Smart.
Yeah.
Nothing's fucking changed. They're just picking a different person to pick on and attack and make fun of. And, oh, well, he said this and he said that. But you know what they haven't done? Hmm. They haven't actually fucking done a goddamn thing.
No. They've done fuck all.
That's it. Like, Dave and I were driving to work one morning. We put the news on. I'm like, let's see how bad the world's burning today. And the news was literally like reporting news about another news channel that reported news about another news channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I'm done. I'm fucking done. Like this holds no pertinence to fucking anything in the world right now.
And
like,
we switched it back to lithium.
Yeah.
It's like, you motherfuckers aren't even trying. Jesus.
Oh, fuck. I think people forget that news outlets make money off of listenership, views, and ad spend.
Yeah. And like, God damn it, this world would be a better place if nobody listened to the news.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
If everybody just went off their conscience
and
just did the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I have family that is most definitely on the other side of the aisle from where I stand.
Sure.
And I tend to gravitate more towards the center of the aisle anyway. But we can have a conversation on Facebook in the comment section and come to a perfectly acceptable agreement for just about everybody that comes across and looks at it.
Sure.
But somehow 535 jackasses in Washington can't figure this out.
Yeah.
You know, and our conversations take 35, 45 minutes of just bouncing shit back and forth to each other. It's like, what about this? You know, well, if we do this and got to go for something like this.
One of my army buddies, and I've talked to him about him before, is he's very much on the left, right? And he got on this tirade the other day about talking shit about the Proud Boys because somebody commented how Black Lives Matter was a terrorist group, and he took offense and said, well, what about the Proud Boys? My comment, I never did make the comment to him, but my comment now to him is fuck the Proud Boys, fuck Antifa, fuck all these extreme fucking get to know your fucking fellow man.
Yeah. And talk to your neighbors.
They're very good people usually.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. Like my neighbors and me, we might not agree politically. That doesn't mean I'm going to be a fucking asshole to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm not going to. That's fucking. It's fucking so far beneath us as a fucking society, you know, and we can't seem to get past that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're supposed to be the adults here.
I love when I have a conversation with somebody about politics. And they fucking have crazy views and crazy beliefs. It doesn't matter what side it's on, but they are so strongly believing in a certain thing or a certain way. And they get so upset when it doesn't happen or the opposite happens or somebody says something that they don't agree with.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing to ask them was like, how is
show me on the doll where that word hurt you?
How has any of it affected your life today? How has any of it affected your life? Like, you know, explain.
You still got up this morning, still went to work. Yeah. You still did your thing, man.
Oh, well, they're taxing the shit out of me. You know what? They've been doing that your whole fucking life, bro. Dude, nothing's changed.
The only way you're going to change a fucking thing is if all of us get together collectively and go, we're not paying taxes anymore until you guys unfuck yourselves.
Yeah, that would be a great thing.
But and then the IRS is going to garnish our wages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all going on strike. Yeah. And it's going to be a shit show, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. You know, but that's honestly the only way you're going to genuinely enact change. Be like, we're not doing shit.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The problem is if you don't do shit, everything's in place to put you in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Here's the thing about America. Why that's never going to happen. You can't even get 100 people together outside of a Walmart on Black Friday to fucking stand in line, go in the front door.
Yeah.
Let alone like, hey, let's everybody get together and stand up and not pay taxes. They're gonna be like, yeah.
Speaking of that $250 TV, man.
I seen a meme the other day and it was this guy with like 11 dogs and it was time to eat. And they were all perfectly in a line sitting, waiting their turn. And then there was and then there was a Black Friday line, and it's like, really people? Like,
good luck, fuck faces. Good luck.
Mikey, can I get some more ice?
Yeah.
John looks way too comfortable there.
Thank you.
He is. I'd hate to put you out, bud.
No, right?
We're just go here.
Oh, but yeah. So what else is in current events that we can rail on for a minute?
Well,
did you see the I think it was
actually I got something.
Nope. Too bad, Dave.
Sorry. Yeah.
Hey, fuck you, Dave.
I guess I'll go fuck myself then. It's a good thing George sent me the giant dildo.
Nice.
The fucking pistol brace bullshit. I know that.
Oh, yeah. Where are they sitting out on that?
I guess it got fucking squashed, and I missed it.
They withdrew it again. Now they didn't actually kill it. Withdrew it.
Well, because a new Congress started, every bill that was on the floor gets fucking thrown out.
Yeah,
they got to resubmit the bitch.
Oh, man, that sucks.
But it wasn't a bill. It was a proposal to alter the guidelines in the ATF.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with Congress.
There was nothing that the government was going to vote on. It was just basically the ATF being the ATF. It's like, I don't think that's going to work anymore. I know we've said this like three different times.
Hey,
ATF gets their marching orders from somewhere.
Yeah. But it's like, hey, let's make fucking 250,000 fucking people out there who are lawful.
Oh, way more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
There were 20, if I remember, I might be wrong, but there were I read an article saying there was 21 million guns purchased in 2020.
Yep.
And I know of probably off the top of my head, I can probably name 8 companies that make pistol braces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole companies make this. Like, I guarantee collectively they've sold, I mean,
tens of millions.
Yeah, all at least 10 million.
It would make all of us felons or...
So let's call it 100 million people.
Yeah.
Like gun owners. Well, just going to make you a felon.
A third of the nation.
Well, there's either going to be 100 million felons or about 50 million, and a bunch of them are going to be like triple, quadruple count felonies.
Yes.
that's more realistic.
Yeah. I would have been, but all of my pistol braces fell into the fucking ocean when I was deep sea fishing. It was fucked up. So
here we go with the fucking lost them in a boating accident.
That's Dave's favorite.
Yeah, man. It's at the bottom of the fucking Gulf. Sorry. It's down there with the Exxon Mobil fucking oops.
I think they call that the Exxon Valdez. Braces,
right? Yeah, yeah. Right by the Exxon Valdez.
I think it's actually clogging the BP oil spill from a few years ago. That's where all my pistol braces are right now.
Just stacked up all the shockwave braces and
it worked. Along with like 30-round magazines and all of the other stuff that whatever the ATF is gonna bitch about, it's all down there. But it's good for the environment because it's, keeping that shit at bay. So, yeah.
Well, it's plastic. It takes longer to deteriorate.
Plastic protecting petroleum.
They dumped all of World War II into the ocean when they were done with it.
They really did.
So there's nothing we can throw in the ocean that'll make a damn bit of difference.
I think it was Hueys in Vietnam, if I remember this right.
Yeah. All the tanks. There's more Shermans in the goddamn ocean.
But they dumped Hueys just to get an even number of how many that were lost in Vietnam. Yep. If I remember this right. And it might be a different piece of equipment, but I'm pretty sure it's
there's pictures. There's pictures of them pushing them off.
There's videos
off of an aircraft carrier. Just a fucking good Huey just pushing it into the ocean.
You want to know the real reason why that happened? It's because the dude that was responsible for fueling the fucking ship fucked up his calculations and was like, dude, we need to lose like 200,000 pounds of weight or else we're not going to make it back to port.
So it's all on the combat cargo guy.
Vietnam is over and they're like, oh, there's a lot of maintenance that needs to be done on these. It'll be cheaper just to dump the fuck into this ocean.
Dude, I got my marching orders. I'm not doing PMCS on this bitch. So,
IETS in like 3.5 weeks.
it's going to be the one where it's just Carl leaning against it. Oops.
God damn it, Carl's the fifth one today. Sorry.
Sorry, boss.
Yeah, I know. I got 6 more to go.
Did you finish those LTIs? Sure did, sir.
No maintenance has to be done. We're
100%. We're 100%. We're good. Readiness. Mm-hmm. We're all good. Oh, combat effective.
Not really ready, but no maintenance has to be done.
We're ready to go home. Dude, fuck a Boston Tea Party. How about that? I'd like to get like a thermal scan of like the bottom of the ocean just to like see what all's down
there. It's probably all the same temperature.
Yeah, it's just going to look like one color.
Well, yeah, so you know what I fucking meant.
Sonar?
It's sonar, yeah. Definitely not a thermal. Yeah, a sonar scan. Speaking of thermals, I got one.
Yeah. Yeah, you showed me.
Yeah. I still don't know what fucking gun to put it on, man.
Well, I got one.
What?
I got a 10.5 inch 308.
that'd be sweet. Dope on that. Yeah. That'd be fucking dope.
Fucking
on that
hot gun all day.
Fuck yeah.
You should let me borrow it this weekend.
Are you going out this weekend?
Yeah.
You can use it.
What do you got? What'd you get? A Pulsar?
No, I got the
ATN.
I got the ATN Thor. Yeah. ATN Thor 4.
Nice. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't shoot a string of barbed wire this weekend like you did last year.
But one time, and you couldn't do that, bitch.
You couldn't do it again. Just verifying zero.
I was trying to clear the fucking barbed wire out of the way of the hog, dog.
You're just trying to let him into the feeder?
Yeah, I was trying to get him in there. Make it. I didn't want him to get cut.
That is a tough shot.
That's, you know, that same tough shot. That same day is the day I realized that Mikey can't count.
Okay. Yeah. Do tell.
Because so
he's fucking told it.
I don't remember this one.
So
I count. I just apparently can't listen because I thought I heard him say go. So and I was like,
so we're sitting there. We're sitting there, and Hog walks out, and there's three of us sitting in the blind, and so we're like, okay, who wants to take it? And then I think it was general consensus we were all just going to shoot at the same time.
We had talked beforehand.
Yeah.
And been like, yo, when one walks out, we're just going to count to three.
Yeah.
We're all going to shoot.
We're going to 3, 2, 1, go. And everybody pulls trigger.
It was me, you, and another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Scott and I had this conversation in the blind a couple weekends ago, too.
And I'm sticking to my theory here.
Scott's theory works out good.
You don't count. You don't count. There's no count. You have one guy that says ready, 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 ready as many times as he wants. And then he says, send it. That way there's no anticipation because everybody here send it at the same time. They're not anticipating it.
Oh, that's a good move.
Yeah, so for a sniper situation, like when you have to have that the same time shot, like that's the only way to get it where you crack off really close to the same time.
But anyway, so back to sitting in a blind in north of College Station, Texas.
Yeah.
We're sitting in there and we decided to go with the old 3, 2, 1 shoot.
Yeah.
And
it never works out.
Well, it wasn't even like I didn't even get to shoot.
Yeah, because somebody wanted to be a hero.
Everybody on the pig? Like, yep, everybody's on the pig. I'm looking through my scope and I'm like, okay, ready? I'm like, 3, 2, bang. And I'm like, motherfucker. and his fucking shot hits that string of barbed wire and the bullet explodes. It peppers the side of the fucking hog. The hog just takes off. So now it's fucking just gang fire superiority. The three of us just fucking going to town.
All you hear is one suppressed fucking rifle fucking swap, swap, swap. And I'm like, bah, bah, bah. And the guy next to me is like, goom, goom. And we're like, bah, bah, bah.
And at the end of this, how many dead pigs were there?
There was absolutely zero.
Because this motherfucker was zigging and zagging going through trees.
That motherfucker serpent team game was on point, boy.
I told the story when we were on the sniper range, and there's literally 10 snipers with rifles on this range, and there's a deer pops up, and not one person hit this fucking deer.
That's pathetic.
It's pathetic.
I'd have been like, you're all fucking fired, getting reclassed.
Well, you know, I don't know what range it was, and it's bigger than the size of a human, so I couldn't math it. And
I'd have been like, there's fucking range flags, bro.
The deer were smart at the ranges that I used to go to. Because I used to go to the machine gun ranges, and those deer were like, fuck this place.
All right, boys. So no shit there I was. We were on a fucking 40 mic range.
Oh, yes.
Please.
On the turrets. We were a turret mounted on AAV. So the turret on AAV, on an amphibious assault vehicle, we have a 50 cal and
a Mark 19. Yeah.
Right. So you're in this turret and it's pretty tight in there, but like all your ammo is like on the side of the turret. Yeah. So it's like, you know, woven in. Right.
Right.
And so like you're sitting there and you have like your T&E and all this and like, you know, you rotate and shit.
Oh, you have to actually turn your T&E on those. It's not like a Humvee where you can just by weight.
No, cause you're down in the turret. So you're not up like that. Like we're like a Humvee. You're, technically, if you were to take away the turret, you're like chest deflated, you know, because you have a turret around you.
Right.
This one, you're like eyeball deflated because you have a sight and stuff, right? And
so are the guns mounted, you shoot through a window then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not looking down the sights of your gun. You're looking down a different sight.
You're looking because you're bore sighted to your sight in the turret.
Okay.
So you're looking through a sight.
Gotcha.
And then there's like a flip thing. So where it's like one is for 50, one is for 40. So it's like you bore sight both. So it's like click this one is fucking 40. Right.
Nice. Okay.
And so we're teaching students and I'm in the driver's station while the fucking students are shooting. And I'm like working on something, doing something, like busting rust or fucking off or something. I don't know. Taking a nap. I don't remember. All of a sudden I hear, stop, get the fuck out. And it's the crew chief on top of the vehicle. And he just picks this dude named Lopez. He's a fucking giant, right? This dude is huge. And he just picks this kid up by his fucking flak vest and like lifts him up out of the turret and sets him down. He's like, Fahey. And I was like, what's up? And he goes, take a look downrange. And I look down and I see this fucking thing moving. It's a fucking buffalo. Walking in the middle of the range.
Buffalo.
And nobody has seen it yet.
Where the fuck were you at?
Camp Pendleton, California.
And there's a goddamn buffalo.
It looked like a fucking dumpster walking across the fucking thing, dude. And we're like, he's like, I'm fucking doing it. I'm like, you fucking better before they, because once they see it,
oh, yeah, they call the range
they're
cold.
Calling the range cold, and we're going to waste a whole fucking day. And it's like fucking the third student out of like 90.
You just need one round.
Yeah. This motherfucker gets in there and he's like, hold on. He's like, you got it? I was like, do it. And he just funk. It just fucking splits this bitch. It just explodes this fucking buffalo all over the range. And I was like, holy fuck. Nobody saw it except for me and him. There's like six vehicles on the line and none of them saw it. We're like, holy fuck, that's amazing. And he's like, we can't say shit. I was like, you got it.
Yeah.
Mom's a word dog. It's all good. And we get back down and, you know, he puts the dude back in there. He got to keep shooting stuff. And somebody was like, man, somebody blew a fucking target away out there. I just saw like the fucking target explode. We were like, yeah, that's crazy. That's weird, man. He's like, you fucking idiot. Like, good God. Yeah, he fucking smoked a buffalo. And I'm sitting there watching it in the periscope and I'm like, oh, fuck. It's like, just fucking exploded. And he walked in and it was like, boom, 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 blah. I was like, oh my God. Amazing.
That is awesome.
Absolutely amazing.
The coolest thing I ever shot with a, well, it wasn't cool, but in Iraq, there's wild dogs everywhere. And so we had been carrying our 203 rounds around for a whole deployment.
I've seen a dog take one of those to the face once. Yeah.
Every now and then you got to get rid of the 203 rounds just because you have them on your shit the whole time. They get kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Right?
So we were just getting rid of all of our old ones and getting new ones. And I think I hit a dog directly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it once. I had this one 203 gunner. He was fucking, I've never seen anybody that good. And he had like the old school, like leaf sight fucking bullshit.
That was my favorite. That leaf sight was.
Dude, this kid was fucking insane. I'd be like, hey, bro, fourth window on the right, third story. He'd be like, hang on. Funk. And just. And I was like, fuck,
dude. Did you ever give him a smoke round and tell him to shoot that?
Because all the time.
They're way different.
Yeah. But
I was waiting for that.
He was good. He was good enough at that too, though. Like I'd be like, hey man, smoke this fucking, like smoke this yard. All right. Funk. And he would like mortar tube that bitch. Funk.
When's the first time you've ever seen a smoke round for a 203?
Fucking SOI.
Really? The first time I've ever seen one was when they issued me one in Iraq.
Really?
I had never shot one before. I didn't know anything about it. I never
shot one. Because I'd only ever shot either
the parachute flare,
ATDP, or the fucking blue dye or the orange dye one.
Yeah, that and the parachute flares.
Yeah, yeah.
And in training, I was really good with the parachute flares too. I would put them right on the op 4 and they fucking hated it.
It wasn't above them.
It was, it was on them.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think it was JRTC.
That was one of my favorite things.
Shot the fuck out of somebody with a fucking parachute flare.
Dude, doing night shoots when they like fucking pop the fucking flares or the looms and the looms pop up and you're like, that was like some of the most fun training I ever did.
Because it was like movie shit.
Yeah.
It was like fucking.
You got fucking tracers flying and shit and you're like, oh, this is fucking awesome. This is why I joined.
You want violence of action? Here's fucking violence of action.
And I was like, this is amazing.
And tracers through a night vision is something everybody needs to see.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I have a great video of basically I took my camera up to my NVGs at the breach in Fallujah.
Nice.
And you just see fucking 40 going off and 40, like when a 40 mic goes off out of Mark 19, like it sprays shit.
Oh yeah.
Like,
sparks everywhere.
Yeah, dude. And it just looks like fucking like the devil is fucking like coming.
Dragon's breath.
Just like just blowing motherfuckers that way. It's dope. I have to find that shit. That's a good one. Well, fuck, boys.
Yeah. I'll have to buy an M79 again.
Yeah.
That's the one gun that, just a fun fucking thing. I want one again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one. Fuck. Sold it.
So if I get tagged in that meme one more fucking time about the can cannon and a fucking
twisted tea.
Dude, I've been tagged in that thing like fucking 47 times. I'm like, I know we're going to do it. Fuck. Because now we have to. Yeah. Right. The only problem is that we're wasting booze.
I don't think it'll fit in a can cannon.
Yeah,
I thought they were wider.
No, they're just taller.
Oh, OK.
Yeah, I think it'll fit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
I'm in.
We got the equipment, boys.
I want to talk about our Twisted Tea guy, right? So TJ took one to the face from Jazz from Top Rope.
Oh yeah,
TJ came out to Big Jim's for New Year's Eve.
And, oh nice.
We had a great time.
He sent me a message saying thanks and that it was great meeting us all and hanging out and shit. He's a good fucking guy.
Yeah.
Big fan of that dude.
Yeah. Thanks, TJ.
I told him next time he's in town, he's got a place to stay.
Yeah,
he goes, absolutely. Good. Because I'm tired of staying with my buddy. He's a fucking horrible drunk. I just want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, that's what he said. I text him Jim's address, and he's like, oh, it'll be great to hang out with somebody that can hold their liquor.
What did I tell him? He sent me a text.
He's like, yeah, my casual drinking is most people's alcoholism.
Clint Romeshaw sends me a text earlier, right? And he says, happy late New Year's, happy late New Year, and fuck Bo Bergdahl. Like, happy New Year too, bro. Well, not that piece of fuck trash. Anyways, fucking where the hell is that? I didn't get that many fucking messages, dude. Where the fuck did that dude go?
Meanwhile, losing, back at the ranch,
right? Fuck.
Grandma was beating off the Indians. More of them coming all the time. What, you guys never heard that?
I have never heard that. That is amazing.
I got that one from my grandpa.
Well, obviously, it was about your grandma.
Texted to
me. Instagram, bro.
It was on Instagram.
Yep.
I got you. Yeah, he's like, hey, man, thanks for everything. It was an honor and a blast to meet you guys and the boys, or you and the boys. I was like, absolutely, bro. Make sure you let us know next time you're in town. And if we ever happen to feel like going to somewhere shitty in Pitt, Connecticut, I'll let you know. He's like, fair enough. I'm going to try to be back in the summer at some point for sure. So,
nice.
KB, we're waiting on you, buddy. You got a spot. Always welcome. Good fucking guy. So.
All right.
Well, fuck, boys. Talk some politics, which is a little out of character for us. Talk some cigars. Talk some sponsors. I think we can fucking wrap this bitch up with a bow. What do you think?
Let's do it. Let's tie it.
Okay.
Well, as always, I'm going to raise my glass.
Let's do this.
Cheers, you fucking bastards, for being my freedom friends.
That's a nice tequila.
We all need to get those.
That is fucking
actually,
A,
no,
dude.
We don't.
No,
we shouldn't. Those are really big.
I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to do it, and it'll be nice. You'll know. You'll know when it happens.
All right.
I have so many ideas.
Wheels are spinning. Like, share, subscribe. Tell your mom.
Tell your friends.
Tell your mom's fucking friends. Dave's always looking to flow cone denage. He's growing a little bit of a beard back.
It's getting there.
But I'm pretty sure it's soft enough for a ride. It'd be all right. It'd be all right, ladies.
Get a little pokey.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with a little pokey.
That's
little,
right.
A little stubble. Chicks dig the stubble, man.
It's better when they call your beard the little pokey. Yeah.
Right?
Right? Yeah. Like, yeah, I'll take that.
Takes speaking the heat of, off something else.
Yeah, speaking of baby beards, now that I trimmed mine, John followed suit.
John,
you look good. More trim.
Yeah, you look good, buddy. Thank you look good.
John lost 10 years.
I did.
When he shaved, when he cleaned up his beard. He lost 10 years.
Now he looks 12.
I used to see him without a beard.
No, yeah. I saw the one picture.
So I was going to go shorter, but I decided not to because I haven't seen my chin in like almost 7 years.
Just freak you the fuck
out.
Yeah,
and I was like, it's like, I can't really go like... At least if I go short, at least it'll grow back, but it's still hiding things.
My boss,
but if I go all the way, like, I don't know what the fuck it's going to look like.
Dude, my boss keeps trying to talk me into just keeping a mustache. And I'm like, dude.
No.
I'm going to look like a fucking, like a dick-shaped Magnum P.I. No. I don't want to do that at all.
Speaking of pretty sweet cock duster
of your boss and losing a beard.
Oh, my God. He gained 10 years.
Holy shit.
Right?
What the fuck, Tim?
Dude, he looks nothing like that.
I know.
Dude, he walked in. It like stood next to my desk and I like looked up. I was like, can I fucking help you?
The fuck
and he was
do
like,
you
what?
Want?
And I was like, oh shit. Holy shit, it's you.
Blew what
my
the
fucking
fuck?
Mind.
Yeah.
Blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, grow that shit back out, Tim.
For real. I told him I cut mine short enough that he could catch up. Shit. Fuck. So like, share, subscribe, smash all those fucking buttons. Check out our sponsors again, owellness.us. Use code freedomfriends25.
Yep.
Warfightertobacco.com. Use code freedomfriends for 15% off. And greenyourassoff.com, FF15 for 15% off over there. Thank you all for tuning in. And as always, there's just three little things that we highly encourage you to do. Scott, why don't you start us off?
Oh, let's drink on.
No, it's not. It's smoke on. God damn it.
But he's just ahead of the game, man.
It's definitely smoke on.
It's smoke on. Smoke on. Sorry.
John.
Drink up.
You broke John. God damn it, boys. Freedom to fuck on.
That. Number three.
Jesus fuck.
This is episode four, right? No, this is five. Episode five.
Five? All right. Something. Jesus.